It approved the shot made by American pharmaceutical company Pfizer, though the vaccine's still in its trial phase. This is historic because researchers have been working on it for less than a year, and experts say no other vaccine has ever been developed in less than 4 years. The first person to get the shot outside of a clinical trial was a 90-year-old Briton named Margaret Keenan. Yesterday, she received the first of two doses. An 81-year-old named William Shakespeare, who goes by Bill, was the second person to get vaccinated. Britain has ordered enough vaccines for about a third of its 66 million people. Not all of the doses will be available immediately. Manufacturers still have to produce and distribute vaccines to the places that have ordered them, and not everyone who's eligible actually plans to get the vaccine. Polls have indicated that some members of the public have concerns about its safety, and some question its necessity, as more than 99% of people who contract coronavirus are estimated to survive it, though the disease has been blamed for contributing to more than 1.5 million deaths worldwide. The lockdowns, closures, and restrictions related to coronavirus have changed life as we know it. One sector that's been hit particularly hard is the restaurant industry. The U.S. National Restaurant Association says more than 110,000 establishments, or 17% of restaurants in America, have gone out of business because of forced closures and limits on the number of diners allowed. It expects that 10,000 more restaurants will close in the months ahead. To-go orders have made up for some of the lost revenue, and organizations like Gold Belly can connect mom-and-pop restaurants to customers across the country. It's not cheap. A meal for four can cost diners anywhere from $80 to $180. But for the customers and the restaurants with the means, it's an appetizing connection.